Hi friends. If you didn't know, I am getting married in June, and I've been doing some wedding planning. I just sent out a big group message to our bridal party of all of the things that they need to know, but I included in it our big disclaimer at the end, which is also going to be going on our website for our guests. And so I wanted to read it to you because we live in really shitty times right now, and if you're planning a wedding right now, it's rough. I'm genuinely like, am I even going to make it to the wedding in June, or is the world gonna implode before then? But anyways, I wanted to share this little disclaimer with you in case you were looking for a way to share with your guests that you don't want bigots at your wedding. All right, here we go. It says, we have an absolute zero tolerance, that's in all caps, policy for bigotry of any kind. That includes homophobia, transphobia, racism, sexism, xenophobia, anti-Semitism, any of the sorts. We are proud to be a couple with a diverse demographic of people that we love. This is a one-strike policy. This goes for friends, family, grandparents, everyone, including our bridal party. I do not care how long we've known you. You make one step out of line and you will be asked to leave. From now until then, and that includes the day of the wedding. This day is to be about Ryan and I and the covenant we are stepping into in marriage. We will not tolerate anyone making it about anything but that. We will tolerate a lot, but will not tolerate hatred and bigotry for the safety and well-being of those that we love. My maid and matron of honor will be carrying swords on their backs, this is true, so just know that we are serious and they are the ones I have entrusted with security. Thank you for your understanding. Yeah, we will not have bigots at our wedding. So, anyways, if you feel the same and needed some info of how to tell your guests that you won't tolerate it, hope this helps.